This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always a big game against Pittsburgh. Even when the season's going sideways, a win against Pittsburgh makes folks around here feel a little bit better. So let's get a little bit more insight as we do each and every Tuesday, normally at 11, but today at 10:40 because of the scheduling issues with the Browns and what they have going on because they play on Thursday. She is Mary Kay Cabot, and she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read her every day in the Plain Dealer at Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
Hi, Mary Kay.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We are doing good. All right. Can you give me the Mary Kay Cabot state of the organization?
Well, nothing's good at 2-8. There's no question about that. As you guys mentioned, a victory over the Steelers, I think, would help everyone, just like a victory over the Baltimore Ravens did. If you can at least demonstrate that you can go out there and play some good football against your division rivals, I think that bodes well for the future. So they really, really need that. But obviously the Browns are going nowhere this season, and it's just one of those seasons where now it's kind of all about what do you have for the future, where are you going at certain positions.
Mary Kay, what do you think holds more weight with ownership right now? The body of work over 4 years for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski that earned them contract extensions in the offseason, or 10 games?
It's hard to say. Right now, I don't get the vibe that Jimmy Haslam is planning on blowing this thing up or making major changes. I'm not feeling that. I know that he wants to have stability and alignment in his organization. That's vitally important to him. And I know that they feel like they have hit upon an excellent, of course, two-time NFL Coach of the Year in Kevin Stefanski. So I know there's a lot of chatter going on around out there in the world about whether or not he's going to fire Kevin. Right now, I'm not feeling that, and we'll just have to see where it all goes.
This team has scored 20 points more than once this year. Ken Dorsey's job on the line here over the next couple of weeks, or what do you think?
Once again, it's hard to say. You can't really start talking about what people underneath Andrew and Kevin are going to do and what their future holds when we don't know for sure yet what the deal is going to be with any of them. Again, I don't get the feeling that Jimmy wants to blow this thing up by any stretch, but by the same token, we don't really know what Jimmy is thinking. I will say that when I see him out at practice and around the building, he doesn't look happy right now, but who would look happy with your team at 2-8?
Sure.
Would you be happy with your quarterback play enough to think that you have a quarterback who could be your starter next year?
You know, I think it's too small of a sample size. I know everyone gets really, really excited when they see Jameis go out and throw for 395 yards. Again, it's a small sample size, and we have to remember this. Even though he's done a phenomenal job, we also have to remember that the two defenses that he threw for 300 yards against were the 32nd-ranked pass defense and the 29th-ranked pass defense, and they still only put up 14 points in New Orleans. So I just think we need to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt, and everybody needs to just be a little patient and figure out where this thing is going. I don't think they're necessarily looking at him as their starter for next year, but that doesn't mean that he can't compete for a job or be around in some capacity.
All right, I know we need to be patient, but if you're the Browns, you do have to look towards the future, as you said, and if you're looking at next year and the draft, like, what position are you looking at? Because the quarterback position seems really up in the air in the draft, because everyone in the world is saying this is a horrible quarterback draft, but that all changes, I think, after the season as we get closer. Someone will be like, oh, this guy jumps off the page, or this guy does. But to fix what they have now, what do you think they should be looking at in the draft coming up in April?
Well, I think they should be looking at the quarterbacks, and they are looking at the quarterbacks. And sometimes when you get the NFL people involved, the evaluation of the quarterbacks changes. It's a lot different than the chatter that you hear throughout the fall. So once we get NFL personnel guys on these quarterbacks, then I think we'll start to have a better idea of how they're evaluated and if any one of them will be worth a top five pick. The Browns certainly have to be looking at quarterback in the draft, and they have to be looking at quarterback in a trade or free agency as well. I think they should probably sign or acquire a veteran and draft a quarterback.
Could that veteran be Jameis? Are you seeing that equation?
He could be.
Okay.
He could be. I also want to make sure that everyone understands, once again, there is a world in which Deshaun Watson comes back to this football team next season. Maybe not to play football next season, but comes back in some capacity again. In part because of the economics of the situation. So we just don't know for sure if he's not going to be part of the equation. As it stands right now, I don't know how he can't be part of the equation. But again, everything is up in the air, and they are going to play this very, very close to the vest, and they will explore all options.
Mary Kay, how tough of a sell would it be to put him back on the field?
It depends. It just depends on what you have going on around him, what he looks like coming off of an Achilles surgery, just the supporting cast, everything. I don't know. I mean, I think that if the Browns decided that he should be back in some capacity or back on the field in some capacity, it will be because they think he can do something for them. And I have no idea if that's how they're going to be thinking or what they're going to be thinking. But from a football standpoint, if they see that they think that he can help them, then they wouldn't hesitate to play him.
Mm. Dustin Hopkins, if you're Kevin Stefanski, how much faith do you have in him to go out and kick a field goal this week? That was brutal on Sunday.
I don't know how you can have a whole lot of faith in him right now. Supposedly, he fixed his problem at halftime in New Orleans. We didn't get to see if it was going to work or not. Maybe he'll go down to the stadium at some point today or something. I'm not sure if he's planning on doing that. But that, yeah, you're right. That was absolutely brutal, and I could not believe what I was seeing with my own two eyes with him missing kick after kick. Now, the 51, you can excuse that sure. A little bit, but not the other ones, especially when you get a mulligan down there. So that was really bad. And, of course, if they were in a season in which you really needed your kicker to be absolutely 100% reliable, I think they would have to be thinking about bringing someone else in.
Mm, I think you're right on that. Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. It was crushing to see DeJuan Jones go down with an injury. And Jermaine Ifedi stepped in, seemed to do a good job. Jerron Christian back today. Is that line okay or the rest of the way? Are these guys veterans enough? Or do you think Jed Wills is the guy who's going to play there if he's healthy, Mary Kay?
Well, it doesn't really seem like Jed is going to be healthy for this week. Knowing that the knee flared up on Friday, I don't think they're going to try to get him out there. And that's why I think you're seeing Jerron Christian get signed today. And on the injury report yesterday, the estimated injury report, Jed would not have practiced. I'm not sure if he's going to practice today or not, but I just don't know if you can count on him. And even if he does get out there, I think you'd have to have some really good backup in the event that he couldn't handle it. And, of course, you're going against a really, really stout defensive front, one of the best in the NFL, including T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Patrick Queen. The list goes on and on. So this is not a game in which you want to have somebody who really can't handle their role on Thursday night.
Mary Kay, what kind of crowd are you expecting on Thursday? Jeff and I have been talking about this off mic. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but I am 100% expecting terrible towels all over the place on Thursday.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that would be very sad. I hope that that doesn't happen. I hope that Browns fans still come out in full force and try to support this team like they've done for so many years, year after year after year, coming out and supporting the team. I understand why they might not, but I would hate to see all of those terrible towels in the stadium on Thursday night.
Andrew, I asked you about Andrew Berry earlier. Is he best at drafting, trading, signing free agents?
Well, we know he's really good at making trades. We know he's good at signing free agents. As far as the drafting is concerned, here's the thing. We have not seen Andrew Berry make the last three first-round picks, and that's usually where you make your hay as a GM. So we can't really grade him on first-round picks because he hasn't made very many of them. Now, obviously, at this point, you'd have to say that Jed Wills was a fail, and the jury is still out a little bit on Greg Newsom as a first-round pick, but that, albeit was a low first-round pick, we haven't seen what he can do, really, with a top-five pick. And so going forward, this is where he's going to have an opportunity to really show what he can do in that regard. But I think the jury is still out on that because of the circumstances.
Mary Kay, your thoughts on the Steelers? They've won five straight, and they just seem to reload every year. It may not be the prettiest football, but they are always competitive, and they're always right there.
Great organization, great coach. I'm a huge Mike Tomlin fan. I just really respect the heck out of Mike Tomlin and what he is able to do with a football team year after year, never having a losing season. And then as far as the organization is concerned, they don't go out and reload. They don't panic. They don't fire their coach. They don't do any of those things. They find a way to get back on the winning track when they need to. That's what they did this year. They had to realize Kenny Pickett wasn't the man for them. They got Russell. They got Justin. And now they're humming along. And I just think it's a lesson for a lot of teams in the NFL.
Mary Kay, as always, we're reading you every day in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. I'll see you Thursday night.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.